It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line for this segment, the owner of Cones and Bones, which is a really interesting place. It's treats for the whole family. And we've got the owner, Jim Burns. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Jim, for anybody who hasn't had the good fortune of walking into your store, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Cones and Bones is?
Well, yes, I think I can clear a lot of misconceptions up. We're pretty much an ice cream store, family-owned and operated ice cream store. We have some very nice products. We think we can compete with anybody anywhere, but probably in all honesty, we're probably very similar to hundreds, if not thousands, across the country. What might separate us from those hundreds and thousands across the country is our little Bones operation. What it is, and it's kind of hard to describe over the phone. I tell everybody when they'll call up and ask about us, they don't understand the dog part of this and how can you do it and whatnot. And I'll tell them, yes, we're very different, very unique. Maybe you can even say strange. That's for you to judge, not me. But we're not complicated. We have one separate section where the family can come in, and if one of the family members has four legs and a tail, we can accommodate them very easily. They come in. What ties everything together is we have a pet-friendly ice cream. So our basic pitch is bring the whole family if you're coming for ice cream. It's certainly not rocket science. Like I say, we're a licensed food facility, so we have to play by the same rules as everybody else. But we have a separate section. There's windows in between the two areas, and we try to make it as seamless as possible. But it's an area for the whole family to gather with their very special members of the family. Yeah,
can you give the listeners a good description of where you're located?
Yes, most people know where the West Saginaw Myers is in the Lansing Mall.
Right.
Anybody who calls up, I tell them, as I'm talking to them on the phone, I see the back entrance to Myers. There's a little strip mall right across the street. It's actually on Elmwood. It's the street that runs north and south, immediately east of Myers in the Lansing Mall.
And, Jim, when it comes to the ice cream for dogs, can you explain exactly what that is like?
Actually, what we use, I'm very upfront with everybody who comes in the door. It's important they understand what their pet is getting. We call it pet-friendly, not pet-specific. It's very much human-grade. It's 100% human-grade. This product is actually manufactured for people who have diabetic concerns or dairy concerns. Extremely low in dairy, extremely low in sugar. End result being that it's, well, besides some people make the arguments, it's healthy for human beings. It's particularly healthy for the dogs. That low dairy component makes it a little easier on their digestive system. But I tell them, no, this is very much a human product.
And it's soft serve or hard?
It has a soft texture to it. It's fair to call it a yogurt. It does have some yogurt cultures in it.
Uh-huh.
But the people who rep this product really try to promote it to give that person who has some real serious diabetic concerns or real serious dairy concerns an option when they come in your store.
And you have like a bacon flavor?
Right now we do have a peanut butter. We do make one peanut butter.
That one probably be popular.
Yeah, put a little bacon smell on there, but it goes over very well. We got three different sizes. We have the Chihuahua. The Chihuahua is the small, obviously.
Uh-huh.
The Labrador is the medium size, and the large is the Great Dane.
The Great Dane, good choice.
Yeah, now, what we did find out, it is a soft product to begin with. Since we're not a franchise, nobody told us what to do when we opened the store. We're still engineering 5 years later. I mean, that's still learning on a day-to-day basis. But we found out real early on, we put in these old plastic disposable cups when we first opened up and left it entirely soft. Drew it straight up. We used a standard soft serve machine. Drew it was entirely soft. But we found out for the most of the dogs, it was just way too easy. It was gulp, 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 gone. So we had to think about this a little bit. You know, the people might have been thinking about getting ice cream for themselves, but heck, the dog's already long since finished here. We might need to keep them in the store a little bit longer.
Right.
So what we do now first, all our standards anyways, is we put some in the dish first and we freeze it. Then come service time, we'll top it off with a soft. And that way, and believe me, especially the best eaters, if you want to define best as voracious, are those kind of younger, mid-sized breeds, your labs, your shepherds, your retrievers. If they're young, they're extremely focused on that treat.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least that slows them down a little bit when they get that level. It becomes more of a popsicle at the bottom part of it and takes them a little longer to get through it, although you will watch some that'll dig at it with their teeth. and still try to expedite it best they can.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they also chewing up the ball and everything else that comes with it?
Some will use it as a toy when they're done, yes. And like to chew it and play with it. And, matter of fact, we get this one little regular terrier, and I think he actually... And actually, if there's nobody in the store at the time, I tell them, if you want to let the dogs explore, there's certainly occasional. I must admit, there's an occasional accident in the store from time to time, so there's a lot of good smells of other dogs in there for them, but I let them off-leash and let them explore and smell, but there's one in particular. I think he has more fun with a cup, because he'll carry that cup around for the longest time before he'll decide to finally eat it. It usually has to fall out of the cup before he finally eats it.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Jim, let me ask you this question. If someone wanted to have a birthday party for their dog, is that something that happens fairly often?
Yeah, there's two types here. The most common one, and usually a day doesn't go by when people just don't show up on our doorstep, whether it be just the owner or the family, they want to recognize the birthday. Like last night, little Asia was in for her birthday. Asia was fortunate enough, for me anyway, to bring about eight of her family members. Like I said, I think Asia's got more friends than I have. I don't think that many would show up for my birthday party. That's probably typical. That happens on a daily basis. We do have one, I call it my birthday package. If somebody wants to invite maybe other families with their dogs, with a little pre-planning, we have a package around the store, very modest cost to it, but I can move things around to guarantee them some private space. So if they want to let the dogs run around and play and do whatever they want to do, we have some games available if they want to play the games. But those are a little less common, maybe about once a month, once every 3 weeks or something like that. But I will be surprised today if somebody somewhere doesn't come in and they just want to make note of it. It's a special day for the family there.
Fascinating. And one of the other things that I thought was really neat about your store is the way you've decorated your walls in there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what they would see on the walls inside your store?
Well, we're very fortunate. There was a local talent, a woman we know. Actually, we got to know her through my daughter's grade school. She works in the Grand Ledge school system at Delta Center. We noticed she was doing all the artwork there for the school, and a very, very nice artist. And when we were building this out, we said, well, we got to kind of try to make this, cute this up a little bit for the most part. Give us some sort of dog theme. We don't really know what we want. But I said, Peggy, have at it. Do whatever you think would look good. And she's done some remarkable murals in there. There's a park scene with several dogs. We have what we call the dog houses, which are private seating areas. They're separated. They're kind of like booths indirectly. But she's got some large paintings of dogs that are in front of each of these booths. The one towards the back, we call it the Great Dane Room. It's the biggest space. Unbelievably realistic-looking Great Dane staring right at you. There's another one with a boxer and another one with a couple golden retrievers. Hmm. Actually, a very, very talented woman to do this. It's really quite eye-catching. It really is.
I've got to come.
We get a lot of positive comments on it.
I've got to come and check this out. This sounds really, really fantastic. I'm sure there's lots of people not only in the West End but throughout entire Lansing that should really come out and check this out. We got a lot of dog lovers out there, Haley.
Oh, no question about it. And, Jim, I also noticed you have a lot of pictures of some of your regular patrons.
Yeah, we started that as a lark, actually, several years ago. Well, it's just we had picture-developing ability on the computer, so I want to take a picture of occasional one here. But once we started it, it's hard to stop. So there's probably 1,500 pictures on the wall of all sizes. It's kind of our wallpaper where there's no murals or paintings. We've kind of filled them in with dogs of all shapes and sizes. And actually, I'm out of space. I probably, I've taken them down. I've got probably a box of 500 or 600 pictures. I keep them all because there are certain instances, they come in looking for a keepsake. The member of the pet is no longer with us, and they like to try to have a little keepsake. So I don't throw any of those away. I've got them. I've got everything in storage.
Kind of reminds me of Cheers, only for dogs.
Well,
yes,
and we have a few customers. There's one customer in particular is probably our absolute best customer, Gwen. She goes right to that back room every time. That's her space, and she knows it, and she kind of gets upset if it just so happens there's somebody in that space at that time. But she's a sweet, sweet lab, black lab mix.
Just like Norman is Stool.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, we've been talking this morning with Cones and Bones, located on Elmwood out by the Westside Meyer, and we've been talking with Jim Burns, the owner. Jim, good luck with your continued success with your store. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. And and yes, while the weather's been great for the ice cream, for people too, I just tell everybody, we can accommodate everybody. Bring the whole family. They're all welcome.
Well, fantastic. We hope everyone will check this place out. And Rick, I'm sorry to say, our usual problem, we've run out of time for our show again this week, but there's always next week where we can continue the conversation. So on behalf of our producers, Mark Price and Kirby Pruce, and for my co-host, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next Saturday for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.